So if we decide that if we take one step towards Krishna, Krishna takes 10 steps towards us. So is Krishna impartial or is Krishna partial to his devotees? Yes, Krishna is impartially partial. That means he is partial to his devotees, but he impartially opens the doors of devotion for everyone. So he's open. He says, you know, he openly tells, you know, for those who are devotees, I favor them. But then he doesn't stop. You know, you are not allowed to become a devotee. No, everybody is allowed to become a devotee. Whoever wants, they can become a devotee. So it's like, say, in a particular part of the world, there are more rates. And other part, there are less rates. And there's water scarcity also. But if everybody is allowed to come and stay where there is more rains, then it's not, although there is a difference, see, there is, rather than using the word partiality, the more appropriate word is reciprocity. Krishna is reciprocal. Prabhupada was asked one that, do you love all your disciples equally? Prabhupada said, yes. Then he added, but if someone comes forward to take responsibility, I reciprocate. That's but natural. Parents will love all their children. But, you know, if there's one child who is coming forward and helping at home, helping in office, helping in the family business, shouldering responsibility, naturally the parents will feel more connected with that child. So similarly, Krishna, he's rather than using the partial, he's reciprocal. If somebody is more interested in him, somebody is wanting to connect more with him, Krishna reveals himself more to him. So it's a reciprocal relationship. If Krishna does favor his devotees, but that is simply because they are more interested in connecting with him. And he reciprocates accordingly. Samoham sarvabhuteshu name veshyosmi mabhutya. Ye bhajanti tumam bhaktya mainte teshu chapyaham. That those who are devoted to me, I am in them and they are in me. So we have a very intimate bond with each other.